USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blasting the decision over former President Trump being found not guilty of inciting the Capitol insurrection.
What we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no options because they were afraid to defend their job, respect the institution in which they serve.
Following the impeachment acquittal, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor calling Mr. Trump's actions related to the Capitol attack
the most despicable act that any president has ever committed, and the majority of Republicans cannot summon the courage or the morality to condemn it.
But while Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voted to acquit Trump, he called the president's actions on January 6th
disgraceful, dereliction of duty.
This is USA Radio News. And I drive
down. Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
The CDC's new roadmap to getting schools reopened around the country are getting high marks from teachers. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
The head of the country's largest teachers union calls the CDC guidelines a good first step. Becky Pringle is president of the National Education Association. She says following the CDC's guidelines could help make schools the safest place in any community. Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers. She says the CDC is finally offering the rigorous science-based roadmap teachers have been asking for since the pandemic started. Weingarten, though, telling CNBC this week, questions still remain about getting teachers vaccinated.
My members are clamoring for vaccination, which is great, and we need to actually make sure that they're prioritized so that they have shots in the arms as quickly as possible.
CNN, meanwhile, reporting that less than 100,000 students nationwide live in areas safe enough to reopen under these guidelines. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals won't intervene to delay the upcoming trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer that's charged in the murder death of George Floyd. State prosecutors had sought to delay the trial, which is scheduled to begin on March 8th. Prosecutors argued that the proceedings would create a public health risk due to the COVID-19 pandemic and asked the court to step in and delay the trial to summer. The court ruled that the prosecutors hadn't provided enough reasoning to merit its involvement and dismissed the appeals to delay. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The three other officers present at the time of Floyd's death are charged with 2 counts each of aiding and abetting and will be tried together in August. A Super Bowl champion is trying his hand at something besides football. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
A former NFL star will be taking the field this season, looking for victory in a completely different sport. Former New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan won 2 Super Bowls with the Pats, but announced Saturday on Twitter that he'd signed with the Premier Lacrosse League and will be part of this year's draft. Hogan is no stranger to the lacrosse field, playing at Penn State before transferring to Monmouth University to play football. Hogan was an all-conference selection in his junior year with the Nittany Lions. He'll find out on March 25th which of the league's 8 teams he'll play for. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.